I'm so sorry for the trouble I've caused. I should never have left home, like our mom and dad always warned me. But once I turned 18, I wanted to go out into the world and seek my fortune. I don't have the training to be a warrior, like you, or to be a sorceress, or, well, to be anything, I guess. I wasn't thinking too clearly. I thought I would travel and something would just happen. Well, it did. I was captured by slavers. I didn't realize I had ventured into their territory, but then again, I never strayed too far from home before. I guess I was a real prize for them. Young and pretty, and a virgin. That was lucky for me too. I kept them from doing things to me until they could get me to market. Then it was my turn to stay on the auction block as the last slave to be sold for the week, but who do I see in front of the crowd but my own brother? I was so relieved. Well, until the bidding started. I guess I should be flattered that people were willing to pay so much money for a simple farm girl, but you had to spend so much gold to buy me. I can never pay you back. You gave me your cloak then, so I could cover myself far better than the collar and silks the slavers put me in were doing. I wasn't naked, but I was as close as you can get. And your cloak was so warm, so comforting. Just like you. Then you took me to an inn and rented two rooms for us. Wait. Before you take the collar off, well, I am legally your slave now by the laws of our land, at least until you take the collar off me. It's not that I'm looking forward to having that horrid thing off me, but, well, I've caused you so much trouble. I'm your property right now. I have no rights. Once you take the collar off, then I go back to just being your little sister. So I just wanted to point it out to you that right now, you could tell me to do anything you wanted, and I would have to do it. Or you could do anything to me that you wanted, and I would have to let that happen. Anything. I was prepared to lose my virginity tonight, probably in an awful way. When you bought me, I realized that wasn't gonna happen, but suddenly, I kind of wanted it to. Maybe it's just the sudden swing in emotions. I thought my life was over, and you changed that. I could go back to just being a normal young woman again, but first, you can maybe get some of your money's worth out of your slave, master. We're not outside in the cool air anymore, so I don't need your cloak wrapped around me. Even just these silks are enough to warm my body. It also gives you a chance to see the woman your little sister has become. I guess everyone in the market could see it, as I could feel their eyes all upon me. I was the prettiest, most nubile slave girl today. I think I was maybe the best they had in a while, as scary as it was also kind of exciting. Look at me. Please. Don't think of me as your little sister. Your little sister did not have a body like this. She wasn't painted with so much makeup to make her virtually unrecognizable. Think of me as a slave girl you just bought, and one that cost you an awful lot of trouble and money. What would you do with that slave girl? Well, no. Not you, because you're noble and nice, but what would most men do to her? They would take her. They would take her virginity and make her start earning her keep. They would expect her to be worth all of the gold that was paid for her. I lied about the color earlier. I said it was horrid, but it's not. It's pretty, and it caresses my neck in such lovely ways. And it marks me as belonging to someone. To you. Honestly, I wasn't scared, as they should have been, about being someone's property, their sexual plaything. And now I'm your property. All of that fear is gone, except maybe the fear that you'll release me without releasing yourself in me. I can tell you're torn, Master. You love your little sister, but a slave girl has no family, and you're mad at me as well, though you try to not show it. I'm always getting into trouble. Never this badly. And you had to spend so much money on me. Then you could not help but watch as they made me dance so erotically on the auction block. They found I had a talent for dancing. And they said it would increase my price. And it did. But I know that's not the only thing it raised. My silks come off just as easily as the cloak. I thought that perhaps someone would tear them off me today before they took me. Perhaps they would have done so right there in the market in front of the entire crowd. Dozens of men and women would have watched as my virginity was cruelly taken away from me. All things considered, if I lose it in the privacy of this room to my brother and master, I think that's for the best. Not that losing it in public might have been that bad. Master, I know what you're thinking. You should set me free. You should set free your sister, but you can always free me later. Once I'm free, I will not be bedded so easily. I will most likely have to return home and end up marrying some farm boy and losing my virginity in some hovel there on my wedding night. Perhaps I do still end up marrying that farm boy someday, except maybe when he enters me, he finds some other lucky man to beat him to my virginity. You could be that man, Master. You have every right to do it. The law is on your side, and I will neither resist now nor tell anyone in the future should you free me. In fact, as a slave, I would be obligated to do anything I could to see to my master's pleasure or fear his punishment. I know you wouldn't hurt me, but we can still pretend you could. I like the idea of you being cruel to your little sister. Or at least spanking her troublemaking little bottom. I've made you hard, haven't I, Master? Just let me attend to that. My delicate hands undo the cord of your pants and pull them down. You can stop me with a word, or a gesture, or by carelessly tossing me aside. But instead, you let my tiny hand wrap around your big cock, don't you? The other slave girls talked about their experiences, Master. And how they pleased other masters with their hands or other parts. I hope the way my hand is stroking you is to your liking. It continues to do what the sight of my body began, just making you harder and harder. Does it please you, Master? Do my soft little slave girl hands make you happy? Or maybe, just maybe, my mouth would make you happier. If you want me to do it, you just have to give me the order. I can't resist an order. As you wish, Master. Your brand new slave girl slowly leans in to take her master's cock into her painted mouth for the first time. Hoping desperately to please him. Barely get my lips around it. When I was still your little sister, you always said I had a big mouth. But now, as your slave girl, doesn't it feel so small? But I'm trying my best, Master. Let me please you for a little. Do you want me to continue, Master? I could bring you to climax with my mouth if you so wish. I would not deny you if you wanted me to let you do it, my mouth. Make me swallow it. You could even force your cock down my throat. And gag your little slave girl before filling her stomach with your seed. But you owned me, Master. Why stop at the blowjob when you can deflower me? your slave's quivering flesh. Or maybe you want to bury it in your little sister's body. A slave girl is in no position to judge the lust of her master. Do you want to fuck me, master? Or should I call you brother? You can be either, both. But no matter what you choose, I'm still yours for the taking. If you like what my hands and mouth did, then maybe you can reward your little slave girl with your cock. Or if you want to punish your little sister for all the money she lost you, you can do that with your cock as well. All you have to do is give me the word, and I will obey. Or you can just forcibly take what's already yours. I won't resist. I'm no match for you physically. You could put it in me wherever you want it. None of my openings are closed for the man at the gate to my collar. Yes, master. Push me down to the bed. You meant to send me to bed alone tonight when you brought me. It would be my first bed after sleeping on the floor of the cage for so long. But instead, now you'll give me my first cock. I tremble as you climb on top of me. I'm so very scared, and so very excited. As your little sister, I would never have become this wet. But as your slave girl, I am free to be so wanton. Do not look into my eyes for permission as your cock pushes at me. I'm not your sister, unless you still want me to be. I'm your slave, your property. Do with me as you wish, and I must accept it. My will must bend to yours, just as my virgin body will yield to your cock as you slide it slowly into me. Oh, master, you're in me. I'm no longer a virgin. You've just reduced my market value considerably, but I hope you don't mind. Not when I'm this hot, tight, and wet for you. Think of my comfort, master. Do not wait for me to get used to something so big inside my pussy. Take pleasure from me. Oh, yes, master. A lord is not gentle with his slave girl lest she get flush ideas. He uses her for his animal pleasures as a slave girl. I cannot complain. And considering who else would be doing this to me tonight, I dare not. I think this is ending up far better than I forgive my feeble attempt to please you, Master. I still don't know how to best move my body with yours, or how to use my pussy properly on your cock. But I'm trying with all my heart. Someday you will train me just right, but for now, you can just enjoy my innocence. You paid enough money for it. Whatever you want me to call you, fuck your slave girl, your little sister, either way, I can be your toy. I cannot help but be so, because of the collar. Oh, and your cock. Oh, you can even breed me, Master. The fact that I'm your slave girl trumps my being your sister, even if you breed me tomorrow. If you impregnate your humble slave girl, even if you freed me later, I would have to bury your child. But why free me when you have paid for me forever? And you can take me every night and breed me every year. You can take me as my belly gets progressively bigger with your child, my master's child, my brother's child. I hope you breed me, Master. Your baby inside will mark me as yours even more than this collar. No matter what, please. Come in to me. I have no rights as your slave, but I am begging you for this, Master, please. I need your seed. I need it inside of me. Every bit as much as I need to be owned by you. I need to know I pleased my master with my body, and I made him as happy as he's making me. Come inside me. I'm your sister. I'm your slave girl. Come in me. Because your lustful sister, your slave girl, is about to come from her master and her brother's cock. Please. Oh. I thanked you earlier for saving me, but I was speaking as your sister then, and now I speak as your slave girl, and I thank you for buying me and for showing me the pleasure I can give and receive with my humble body. If you ever do free me, I'll have to pretend this was all awful and that it was just an act. I would not let you fuck me then, although you can still make me do it, even as a free woman. I think that actually might be fun, Master. Someday. But for now, you really do need to get your money's worth from your sister's body. And that could take months, or even years.